Here begins Smurfs Tale Collection 5, narrated by John Hastings for Saga Egmont. Lure of the Orb. The Smurfs are getting ready for the great spring party. Poet Smurf has been trying for hours to compose a nice poem for the occasion. Unfortunately, he is unable to concentrate. Outside his window, Harmony Smurf is practicing his trumpet concerto. Poet decides to look for a quiet spot somewhere in the forest, but even there he finds no inspiration. Suddenly, he hears a sweet voice calling his name.
"I came here to help you,"
a beautiful fairy tells him.
"Touch this magic orb, and it will give you inspiration and fill you with wonderful energy."
Fearful at first, Poet finally puts his hands on the orb. Suddenly, his head fills with words and rhymes.
"Take this orb with you," the fairy says. "Then your friends will also be able to use it."
Time passes, and the Smurfs start to worry about Poet, who stopped leaving his house. They decide to pay him a visit and find him writing pages and pages of poetry.
"Be careful! You're going to smurf from exhaustion,"
they exclaim.
"Thanks to this magic orb, my energy is insmurfable,"
Poet replies.
"You can try it out yourselves."
A while later, Papa Smurf and Chef Smurf return from the forest, where they were picking wild strawberries. They enter the village and witness a strange spectacle. Everyone is working like crazy. Painter Smurf is waving his brush frantically, and the musicians are playing their songs at top speed. But after some time, despite the orb's magic, the Smurfs start to feel exhausted. One by one, they fall on the ground. Papa Smurf intervenes and takes the orb away.
"I think it's Smurf's dark magic," he says.
The Smurfs are desperate. They feel completely worn out and decide to go and look for the fairy. They find her by the waterfall, where she seems to be waiting for them.
"I have another magic orb in my house. You just need to follow me," she says to the Smurfs.
The path leading to the fairy's house is very long and runs through a snowy mountain. Farmer Smurf starts to hesitate.